Welcome back to episode 14 of Airport Adjacent. And when you're on a roll, you're on a roll. So why stop, right? And that's part of what I wanted to talk to you guys about today is cold calling. And part of cold calling is being on a roll. Part of cold calling is doing something consistently over and over again. And hopefully not for an insane result, but for a good one. And I hear every single day now, cold calling's dead. And I agree, there are things that you can do outside cold calling that build leads. I do those things as well. I use social media. I use things like this podcast. I use texting. I do these different things. I don't do much email because, you know, I just don't. But at the end of the day, there's lots of things that you could do. But while all those automated things are running in the background, instead of sitting idly by and clicking the refresh report button and hoping someone clicks on whatever it is that you've sent out or responds to that lead form, and then calling them immediately like a hound dog, spend a minute doing some actual cold calling, okay? Because I believe every bit of prospecting comes in three different waves. There's low-hanging fruit, you all know that. There's the fruit you have to climb up into the tree and pluck out by hand, and those are the cold calls and things like that. And then there are those big machines that you wrap around the trunk of the tree and shake, and a bunch of the fruit falls out at the same time. And those are those marketing programs that people like to use these days, like the email and texting and stuff, that has supplemented, augmented, or in a lot of times replaced the old type of stuff of climbing up and getting the stubborn fruit out hand by hand through cold calling and one-on-one interactions with customers. Okay. So I just wanted to talk about cold calling because I use it every single day to make myself successful. I've got clients that use it every single day to be successful. So until literally cold calling dies as an industry and I see all of my clients move away from it and people stop answering the phone for me, I'm going to keep on doing it. And here's a little secret for you. Right now, more people are answering the phone and making my job easier and connecting through cold calling because of the fact that not as many people are cold calling anymore. So they can ignore your email but take my call. Interesting fact. So a couple things about it, right? You gotta be consistent. Consistency is definitely it. And what I mean by consistent is you can't cold call every once in a while when you need the business. You have to cold call all the time because it's about building a pipeline, okay? If from the day you cold call someone to the day that you close them, it takes you 2 weeks, for example, you can't need money today and start cold calling and hope it solves today's problem. It's going to solve 2 weeks from today's problem, right? So in order to make sure you don't run into that problem, you just got to make sure you cold call every single day. I've got a really interesting piece on timing and how you can actually cold call effectively in episode 6 of Airport Adjacent here. So if you want more information on how you can cold call really effectively doing less than 40 cold calls a day and only in a couple 10-minute windows, you'll actually see some pretty good success with that. But before you get into the timing, a couple things you're going to need first and foremost are scripts, okay? I'm going to give you all this information because it's all out there. And I'm not trying to send you to all of my content and all of the other places on the web just for the purposes of sending you to all my content and all the other places on the web. I'm sending you there because that's where all of this stuff lives. And if you want a version of it that you can use, I want you to know where to go pick it up, okay? So if you go to my blog, there's lots of information on cold calling. Go to thehelpdesksales.com or KalaniThomas.com and you're going to see in there my blog. Click on my blog, click on cold calling, or click on how to, click on scripts. There's a couple different places you can click to find the same information. But what you're going to see is a couple different things. There's the best script I've ever used, which is a great script for salespeople. There's an outside sales script for using for outside salespeople. There's lots of different things in there. You're going to want each and every single one of those. You're also going to see some information on some of the most common objections and rebuttals that you're going to get in the sales process. Things like, I'm not interested, send me an email. Some of these very basic things, you can get those exact same resources there. Or if you just want me to send all of this stuff to you, you can actually text the word scripts to 704-448-0490 and then text me after that your email address, and I'll actually just share a Google Drive folder with you that has all that information in it that you can customize in order to sort of get yourself set up on the right path. If you need my help, just feel free to call me. Now, when you're in the cold calling process, a couple things have changed. What is dead about cold calling is the one call close. Very few products and services these days fit into a situation where you could speak to a prospect only one time, and in that exact same transaction, you can button up all the terms of service, you can finalize the credit card information and stuff like that all at once. If that is the type of stuff that you do, this next step is not for you. You can skip it. But if you are in a thing today, any sales process anywhere, where you have multiple meetings you have to go through before you can sell a prospect, it's very important that you sell only the next step in the process and not the decision itself. Okay. A process is meant to put a customer through a series of awareness, education, engagement, triggers about your product, things like that, that make them want to say yes at a defined period that your business has defined is most successful and the highest point of being able to close. If you break that process by selling a step out of order, you ruin your opportunity to close at the best, highest level everyone else can do this in. So put everyone through this process, sell only the next step. What do I mean by that? If you're going to cold call today to set a meeting with someone, sell only the meeting, not the product or the service. If you're in the meeting and you're selling a pitch that needs to happen next after you've done this discovery call or whatever it is, then this pitch is the next thing that you're selling. You can't ask someone to make a decision before they've heard your pitch. You can't ask them to be pitched before they know they're qualified and you're qualified to work with them. So you have to do all of these things in the right order, okay? So now that you know to be consistent, you have good scripts, you have rebuttals and to the objections that you're going to hear, you have information on selling really only the next step. What are the next things that you need? The next thing you really need is a prospecting tool, okay? Now, the better and better you can get at free prospecting tools, aka search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing, the better off you're going to be. Now, these tools are built specifically to give you prospects information without you having to fight them very hard. If you put in vice president of latex pouring at Nike, you're going to get that person's name back as long as that's a position that actually exists. There's lots of different techniques you can look up for being able to do that. In fact, if you, again, want a presentation on some really good prospecting tips, text prospecting to that same phone number, 704-448-0490, and I'll send you over a little PowerPoint presentation that talks about some different prospecting stuff that you can do, okay? Last but not least, timing, right? You gotta have the timing right if you're gonna be able to make these calls. Monday mornings aren't very good. Friday afternoons are even a little worse than Monday mornings are. The highest success you're gonna have is towards the middle part of the week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So if you can only dedicate 10 to 15 hours a week of cold calling activity, I'm gonna suggest you spend that time Wednesday and on the beginning parts of Thursday, ending parts of Tuesday, as far as that success goes. You're gonna find in doing that you're gonna reach the most amount of people in the least amount of calls. Try to stick to calling at the top and bottom of the hour. Just make a couple calls in that 5 to 10 minute window as you can. We talk a little bit more about this in episode 6, but for those who aren't gonna go there, I wanted you to have some of that information here, okay? Again, cold calling is not for everybody. It's not something that everybody needs to do these days to be successful, but I guarantee you it does still work. It is still very much alive and kicking. If you are in a situation where you want that proof, feel free to go to my website and schedule a one-on-one with me, and we'll make some cold calls together. I'm happy to take 5 or 10 of your prospects. We'll give them a call. We'll see what the outcome is of that. And as long as we're getting anything but just voicemails, there should be something of value to you in there. Again, I'm Kalani Thomas or Coach Cal, and you've been listening to Airport Adjacent. Come back for episode 15, and hopefully by then one of you has called in and let me know what it is that you want to hear about, what it is you're currently struggling with in your job, not getting enough training on, maybe even a business owner. What are you having issues with your employees? What can you, what do you want to talk about that makes you better tomorrow than you are today? Come back and hear me soon.